True Hero. Last game, they made Nora made a contract with Ragnar the Rager, Raging, renaming him Stanton, and then they took a bit of a rest to recuperate and headed off for the Dark Forest where the shrine sits, and hopefully to find Mira, right, everyone?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Mira, and Ruben used his mystical magical cell phone, his smartphone, to locate, to see if he could locate the a holy symbol that he believed she might carry, and it worked. However, discovering that she is being chased by enemies, they rushed in and got there in time to save her as she collapsed behind them. These twisted and corrupted wild boars fell upon the enemy, and battle initiated. We did one round of combat, and so we will be picking up on that combat. So, let's move over to the fight. We're back at the top with Nora.
Draw cards.
Draw cards.
Yeah, draw cards. If you have none, draw three. If you have none, you draw three. If you have less than seven, draw one.
Okay.
And for you, Celine, Stanton is not a special enemy, so he does not get a hand.
I know.
Okay. All right, everyone ready? Hey. First up is Nora. Your turn, Nora.
Stanton is going to attack the one who
Which
is
one?
Attacking
Number one.
Clara.
Okay, so number two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I will defend with Smash.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's going to use Claw Swipe.
Okay, show primary card. I got a 9.
An ace.
Oh, an ace of spades.
Oof. All right, you win.
Yep. Does that trigger the effect?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. It does. I don't think it does double because that attack is a diamond.
No.
But the effect is
no,
that...
No, it would
yes,
still
it's
do
an
double
ace.
Because it's an ace.
It just won't do
quadruple.
Yeah. If it's an ace of any kind, it will do critical. It has to be an ace of that seed to be a quadruple.
Okay, but the effect is that the target takes 2 additional damage, so that's 4 plus 2, so 6.
6? Okay. Alright. Okay. And now your turn, Nora.
And then, what number is the one that is attacking Rain?
There are 2 of them. There's 3 and 4. 3 and 4 are attacking
Rain. I'll attack 3 then.
You're going after 3? Okay.
With a, Paralyzing Thorn.
Okay, I'm going to defend against it.
Okay.
Alright, I'm using Smash.
Okay.
A King of Spades.
And I'm going to use a combo.
Oh, you gotta remember that you gotta, like, call the support card after showing the reveal thing. Supports come up after.
Okay.
And you have to have... You're going to do a combo kick. All right, mm-hmm. You win.
Okay. And that deals 3 damage.
Okay.
And the target is stunned.
Okay, stun effects are... Where the heck are my... Is my sheet at? Oh, it's over here, I think. Stun. Where is my... There it is. Alright, stun. At the start of the turn, reshuffle one random card. However, for standard enemies, they basically... so acts as immobilized for standard enemies. Where the fuck are you immobilized? Bleeding, charm, confusion.
I think immobilized states they can't do anything on anyone's turn except their own.
A physical or athletic competence test, DB 13, and they can only act during their turn. Yep. Okay. All right. Next up on the initiative order is going to be Yoshi.
Alright, so Yoshi's going to materialize next to number one, the one that's attacking Clara.
That's two.
Oh, two. Next to the one that's attacking Clara, and he is going to attack with Paralyzing Thorn.
Very well.
Got my card ready.
I will defend with Smash.
Okay. Ready?
Yep, King of Diamonds. King of Hearts.
King of Hearts, which is the seed for the attack, and I have an additional +2 from concealment.
That doesn't double the amount to the hit, it just doubles the amount of damage. Oh, it's that. And so, what is your CT bonus for that?
CT bonus is...
It's like blocking your camera from us seeing you. The card.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I thought I had it written down. I've got to look at the actual...
PDF?
Yeah, I've got to look at the actual PDF.
I have a +2, so that makes mine a 15. So with your +2, it
whatever
makes it a 15.
It's
so
whatever your charisma stat is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my charisma is a +1.
Okay, so
then +1, but you, +2 from the concealment.
Yeah,
so
you
+3.
Beat me by 1.
Okay.
Okay. So you'll do
if I didn't, I was just gonna drop another card.
You'll do effect and a and the critical damage.
Yep, it is 3 base damage. Target is stunned for 2 scenes. Yes.
Okay. So 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18. Okay. And it is stunned as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right, next up on the order is Ashton.
Okay, so rinse and repeat again. Double slash back onto one.
Very well, I will defend.
Okay, let me know when you're ready to go.
I am ready to go.
I got a King of Hearts.
Okay, yeah, you beat me. I had a 7 clubs, so.
Okay, so it'll be normal damage, which is 4 plus the effect.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 plus 2 damage, because I have a +1 in that, and my specialization gives another damage, so that'd be 6. And then if it is my turn and I am the attacker, I can immediately do another double slash with half the base damage with no effect, whatever. So another 2.
Another 2. All right. So that just
negates. Oh, and then I'm going to do a combo to that, 2 of the same value.
Okay. The +1.
So +1.
So +1 to that. And that is my turn. Flavor-wise, I am going to slash with the right hand and then left hand bonk him on top of the head with the shield.
Very well.
That is my turn.
All right, next after... You know who I skipped and went straight to Yoshi, and I didn't fucking mean to because my pencil is super light? Clara. My bad, Clara. You were supposed to be after Nora.
It's okay. You can keep going. Nope. You can keep going after
this. It's your turn.
Can someone please explain to me what the fatigue pile is?
Fatigue pile is the discard pile. It's your where all the health that you've lost or the cards you've used. That's your fatigue pile.
Okay.
Any damage you take goes to the fatigue pile, and any cards you use for combat techniques goes into there. So it's just your total health value gone.
Yep.
Okay. I was hoping that was the case. Alright, I'm going to fight the guy directly in front of me.
Alright, so number two.
And I'm going to... And I hope I'm doing this right. I'm going to try to do Soul Combustion. Combustion.
Alright. What does Soul Combustion do? I am defending, by the way.
It deals damage, but then additional damage is everything in my fatigue pile.
Oh, if the effect goes off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm ready I'm using Smash to go against you. Alright, ready to reveal what you are.
I'm gonna use some, a bonus, some additional cards to it as well.
Oh, for a combo?
Just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Alright, reveal. I got a two. Okay, so you'll do an extra point of damage. Alright, and you'll get
the effect. Here's the question. Since that's discarded, is that what's added to the pile then,
It's going to be before. Whatever was before.
Okay. Okay, so initially, even without the... trying to get this right. Without the additional damage, it would do normally just 3 damage.
It says that Soul Combustion's maximum extra damage is equal to your charisma bonus.
Ouch!
Seriously?
So it wouldn't just deal your full fatigue as extra damage. The extra damage is equal to your charisma.
You know what? I get that. Because if you had 50 cards...
If you had 50 health gone, you would one-shot 50 damage. Yeah.
No, Phoenix, the Phoenix ability in Fire, straight up does that.
Uh-huh.
I'm reading it right here. No, Gates of Crystallia, soul combustion.
But look at Phoenix.
The target... Phoenix Breath, if your EV drops to 0 this scene, instead you return to 10 EV and deal 3 damage to all enemies.
There's another one that's like a Phoenix Strike or something like that,
there's Phoenix's Mark. Targets are burned for 2 scenes.
Maybe I was reading something. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, no, right here, the target takes additional damage equal to the target's cards in your fatigue zone, maximum equal to your charisma bonus. If you had as Rapid said, if you had 50 in your fatigue zone, that means you could just nuke a boss with 50 damage even though you're really hurt.
Most bosses don't have 50.
Exactly.
They have more than that.
That's true, but still, nuking them that hard would be a lot for one skill.
My last attack did 3 damage, but because I used a +1 combo, I think dealt.
That is what it states, so it'll do the... It'll do the maximum equal to your charisma.
So just one more.
That in total will do...
4.
Well, it's 3 plus the 5. Combo you did, 5 to it.
Okay.
Which is still a good amount of damage.
Yeah, it's still good.
Alright, and then moving on to... Now that we've done Clara, we've done Ashton, I believe we're at Reuben, right?
Yes.
Yep, Reuben.
Okay. So, I gave myself the Blessed Seed. Yep. I'm going to use my combat technique, Viper Strike, or what's it called? Serpent's Bite, sorry. Serpent's Bite.
Okay, I will defend.
3, 2, 1.
I lost.
With an ace.
I had a feeling.
I would like to support it, though, and I'm turning this into a heart with my Blessed Seed thing.
Okay.
So, I'm supporting it with 4 more hearts. I keep drawing these.
Alright,
so...
What is that?
It's a flush. That's +5 to damage.
Call it what it's called in the game so I can look at it.
Oh.
I think it's called a Spirit Recall.
I forget.
No, it's 5. It's the Arcane Explosion.
Yes, arcane explosion. So I'm doing an arcane explosion on top of my Serpent's Bite, and since it's an ace that I just turned into hearts, that's the blessed seed and an ace.
And who are you doing this to?
Oh, I'm going to do it to four.
Four? Okay. Okay, how much damage am I taking?
So that is 2 × 4 = 8 damage, plus 5 = 13 damage, and he's immobilized for 2 scenes.
So total is how much damage?
13.
13, okay. Alright, so... Okay. Alright. Okay, and now that all but one enemy has been immobilized, it's going to make things a lot easier to fight against. I could even fight against you anyways, because I couldn't defend because he's stunned. So, I just...
Wait, four wasn't stunned.
No, two
until
was,
just
talking,
now.
Talking to Claire.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, well, now it is the bad guy's turn, and one is going to do a smash attack on... who do I want? Who do I fear the most? You know, actually... Yeah, I think I fear, Reuben, right? No? Yeah, I'm gonna hit Ashton. Ashton! I'm gonna hit you with Smash. Are you gonna defend?
Let me see. Am I going to defend? No.
No? Okay. I got a 10 of diamonds. Not a critical, but I still hit you. And I will deal, it's not affected, so 3 points of damage to you.
2 because of that.
Yep.
My armor.
Yep. And now I need to make a DV13 physical or athletic. I will attempt the athletic. Ah, yes, I burn an ace, but I get to do something. 2 will attack Clara with Smash. Would you like to defend, Clara?
No. Sure, I'll...
Okay, what do you want to defend with?
1 second. Actually, no, I can't, because I don't have anything that will get the effect off. So...
Oh, okay. No. You have nothing with the base damage?
Oh, I mean... See.
If you successfully defend, then it stops you from taking damage and deals damage to them instead. I mean, that combustion, you can do that combustion again. It has a base damage.
I guess I'll just try that.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. When you have your primary card selected, let me know.
I'm ready.
Okay. I got a 6 of diamonds.
All right. 9.
You win. So, alright, deal the base. What's the base damage?
Just the 3.
3? Alright, well, damn. You got the first enemy to 10 hit points left. Alright, now I gotta do for 3 to see if it can do anything. It got a 13, plus it is not able to do anything. Alright, moving on to 4. It is a 9, but it is doing its athletic, so it is criticaled. So, that is an 18, so it is able to do things. And it is going to do Smash on Rain.
Okay.
Alright, are you going to defend or no?
Nope.
Okay, it is a 6, but it is of its seed, so it will do critical. But plus 2, so technically it'll be a 8, but it'll do 6 points of damage to you. And now it is Rain's turn.
I hate you so much.
Me?
Yep.
Rain keeps getting beat up.
I'm not even the one doing damage to these fuckers. I'm just standing here. Ugh. Hold on.
Maybe bears and boars don't like kobolds.
Maybe. I'm gonna hop back and try to use Ancient Tree Strike on I don't know, the one that was right in front of me.
So there is just three or four. That's why I said don't even listen to the map. The map... Technically, it's more like... It would have been more like this. There's two in front of you. So it...
Whichever one looks more hurt.
That would have been four.
Okay. I'm gonna try to smack him.
Very well. He cannot defend because he is immobilized, so...
That's an Ace of Spades, which is the Blessed Seed.
Okay, so you'll do critical damage.
And, yep.
How much am I taking?
Six. Oof. Nature.
Alright. Okay. At the back of the top of the round, we have Nora.
Cards.
Yeah, okay. Cards, everyone. Draw. If you have no cards, draw three. If you have less than seven, draw one.
Okay. Okay, Stanton is going to attack you again.
Very well.
Alright. Going to... I think bite this time.
Very well. It's gonna attack three. Is that what you said?
Two.
Two? Okay, I still can't do anything, so. Alright, go for it.
Alright, there we are. That is a nine of hearts.
Okay. Yep, you deal the base damage to me.
Yeah, that's four damage.
Alright. Now your turn,
and
Nora.
I am going... Two is still within melee range of me, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And even if it wasn't, you would just move up to melee range with it.
That's true.
I'll break you guys at this one.
Very well.
Of this reliance of maps. At least you'll get used to it.
I just like having the visual.
But the visual does nothing for you.
It gives me something to look at. What are you talking about?
It does.
Exactly.
It stimulates me.
Yeah.
And all he is paralyzing.
Very
three.
Well.
Again.
Pat's words are enough to stimulate me.
Shut the hell up.
Okay, go ahead and attack. Alright,
there's this.
Okay, which one is, which one are you targeting?
Three.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, what's the damage?
And then, can I add?
So I did figure something out. When you reapply, you cannot reapply an effect. It just doesn't happen. If it is, if it's like already stunned, it can't be.
Yeah.
Its stun can't be a reapplied. So the stun effect just doesn't happen until it's no longer stunned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So what damage did you do to it?
Adding these two.
Hair.
Is it of the Blessed Seed?
Plus one.
No.
Okay. So what's the base damage?
I told you, four.
Okay, I got a lot of stuff going on. You got.
Oh, well, three plus the one from the con.
Okay. Alright. Is there an effect with it? Is it just the
stun? That one is... Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't do anything. Alright. Okay, now it is Clara's turn again.
How does everybody look besides this?
I'm fine.
Well, Rain's hurt.
Okay. I'm going to forego my ability. I can still do this, right, Pat? I want to heal.
Yeah.
Okay. So... Rain, you get three cards back.
So the limitation, Kelly, for the only two per long rest is only for out of combat. In combat, do it as much as you want. Yeah. I'm not limiting what you
can do. Me and Pat talked about that because there was no rulings for outside of combat using the kind of stuff, so me and Pat talked about it. Makes sense to add a limit. Okay.
All right. Yeah. So then,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so that was my turn.
Rain heals back 3 of her health. Okay, now we move to Yoshi.
All right, Yoshi is still focused on the one that is attacking Clara.
Very well.
I should do this real quick. Okay. I'm going to use double slash.
Very well. I cannot defend against you. Not for another round. Okay, king clubs.
Which is the seed for it?
Is it of your blessed seed?
It is not of my blessed seed.
So the critical effect will not happen.
I'm going to go ahead and use my innate ability to make it the critical effect.
Very well. Then the critical effect will happen.
Yes, and since it's a face card, it's also going to pop off the it's going to pop off the
extra second strike.
So what's the overall damage?
4 base damage.
4 base damage with the critical is 8, right?
Yes.
And then plus the effect is 2. So 10. Okay.
Yeah.
It's dead.
Nice.
As you strike it down, it falls and it erupts in black smoke, leaving behind one bone spike, one hide, one leather, and one meat. Or 3 meat. Sorry, 3 meat.
I'm just picturing, like Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You shoot one of, goblins or whatever, and they just kind of disappear in a poof, and there's, meat and bone pieces and stuff like that that's left there.
Yep. That is exactly what happens.
That is 100% how I picture that going down now.
Alright.
Let me just stick a bone spike on my katana and upgrade it real quick.
Yeah. Hold on, it'll only take... you can only have it for 3 hits. Alright.
Lol.
Next up is Ashton, then.
Okay, who is left up on the map? There's still 3 left?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so rinse and repeat again. I'm just wasting through these cards. Oh, actually, that leads me to my thing. So double slash. It says if it's my turn, I can do half the base. I can do half the base damage of the attack. Would that add all my other CTs to it too?
What do you mean?
So double slash is 4 base damage plus all my other CT damages, from specializations.
No, it's just base damage. That's what it states, the base damage.
It wouldn't add any CTs. Okay. Perfect. Just making sure I didn't miss out on anything. Okay. If one is still alive, it really doesn't matter.
One is alive.
I want. Yeah. I am going after him. Double slash again.
Okay. I can defend against you with this one, and I will.
Alright.
Only one I can't.
Ready?
I saw what it was. I can't.
No, you didn't.
I can't fight against it. You win.
The King of Diamond, which is my suit. So, quadruple?
And is it of the suit of the... No, that's only if it's an ace.
Not quadruple double.
No. It's not of the suit of the thing.
Then it's
but
not a critical.
It is one of my blessed suits.
It's not a critical.
Oh, it's not a critical then.
Oh, then it's not a critical.
It has to be of your blessed seed and of the suit seed. And if you want quadruple, it has to be an ace.
Okay. But the effect still goes off. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
The effect
still goes off. Then it is the base 4 damage plus 2.
Okay, so 6.
With all my stuff.
Plus the 1, so 7. Yeah.
No. I already added that. The 2 was the 2 ones.
It's 4. And then...
Yes, plus my 1, and then I have another one for class specialization.
No,
what I'm saying... Listen, it does 4 damage base, right? I have a bonus... Oh, that's just a fucking kit. I'm so sorry. No, I'm right. I have my specialization. I get the plus 1.
Okay, and then you did the effect, which does the strike again, which is 2. So,
yes, there we go.
7.
Shut up, Cass.
I didn't think you were adding it all together at once, okay?
Alright, next after Ashton is Ruben.
I'm gonna forego my combat technique and give Yoshi a blessed seed.
Ooh.
Ooh, nice. Alright. Okay. It is now the boar's turn. One is
I just do like one of those finger snaps and point at you, Yoshi.
One is going to attack Yoshi.
That you're so good.
Alright, are you gonna... it's yes. If we got those of you who are watching on the map, it goes blah 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 and attacks. Mm. Okay.
Yes, I will defend.
Very well. Ace. I'm using Smash. Okay, I got Ace. Okay. It's not of the correct seed, so it won't be quadruple, but it will be critical, and that is also a plus two, so I believe I win there.
Yeah, you win there. I'm not going to try to add more to that.
All right, so you will take 6 plus 2 more additional damage for 8 points of damage.
Oh, oof.
Alright, and now for two, for three, I gotta see if I can actually do something. I got a king, which means I do. And so it will attack Nora. Wait, I just showed that. God damn it. Alright. Well, you know what I got. Nora, I'm attacking you with Smash.
Okay, just remind you that the bear and I both have resistance 3 from normal type CK. Okay.
Oh yeah, and, you get your creature's trait. Uh-huh. That's fucked.
Oh, that is.
I did not see what card you showed, so you're fine.
Okay. What CT are you gonna use to defend?
I'll use Obsidian Blade.
All right. Okay, I'm ready to show when you are.
Okay, I'm ready.
Alright, I believe I win.
Yeah, that hurts.
Okay?
Yeah, you win.
Alright, and that was a face card, so I will deal the extra 2 points, so it is not of the Blessed Seed or critical, so I will deal 3 plus 2 for 4, minus 3, so 1 point of damage to you. Wait, I did that math wrong. 3 plus 2 is 5, minus 3 is 2. You take 2 points.
Okay.
Alright, now...
I've also been doing math wrong all night.
4 is going to attempt to attack Yoshi. Or no, Ruben. Okay. Ruben.
Oh, okay.
Alright.
I'll defend.
You'll defend?
With Serpent's Bite.
Okay. I'm ready to go when you are.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Queen.
God damn you. Alright, so... go for it.
That's not of the blessed seed or an ace, so it just takes 2 damage.
Okay. But I still didn't get to do any damage to you, so that's always nice. But at least and I made you waste.
He already had the immobilized status, so, didn't he?
Yes.
Then he doesn't get it.
So, that was how much damage? 2?
Just 2.
Okay. Still put him below 10. Alright, and now it is Rain's turn.
Oh? Okay.
Yes.
Do something, Rain.
Can I pass my turn?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you trying to save up for something?
I'm trying to see.
Technically, only one can defend you. Nothing else can fight against you. You could use a 2 at this point and still do damage.
That's true.
Okay.
This is like the primo moment to use your low cards.
Then we're gonna hit one of the ones that can't defend with Ancient Tree Strike.
Very well.
I don't care which one. Whichever one's hurt worse.
Four.
Okay. Smacky, smacky him.
Very well. I can't defend.
Okay. So 7 of spades, okay. Which is the blessed seed, and right, so it's 5 critical. Blessed seed. So 6. 6 damage.
Okay, so 6.
Tree just comes up out of the ground. Whap.
Bad boar. All right.
Or is it like 4 HP?
It's at 3. Four is at 3. All right, and back at the top, everyone draw a card. If you have no cards in your hand, draw 3. Otherwise, draw 1. And if unless you have 7 cards in your hand, then don't draw any. Or you could trade out cards also. You could put cards back into your deck, and for the number of cards you put in your deck, you can draw off the top for possibly better cards.
See, I'm at a weird phase right now where I only have 1 card, so I can only draw 1 card, not 3.
How are you at 1 card?
Because I used 5 for that.
Did you not draw 3 cards if you have no cards in your hand?
I had 1 left over after that round.
Oh, so then
I'm at a weird point right now where I only have 1 card, and so I can only draw 1.
That makes sense. So now you have 2. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Matt.
All right, Nora.
Okay.
Oh, they Santa are no longer stunned anymore.
Stanton is going to go attack 1.
Very well.
I will defend.
With a cross swipe.
With a smash on my end. Ha!
Okay.
My almighty 3.
And the diamond is the
blessed seed.
So seed for it.
Very well. And we'll do critical.
So that's 8 damage.
8. It's dead.
Nice. Okay.
And then, let's see, 3 and 4 are the ones left, right?
Yes.
Okay.
4 is severely injured.
If I have an area attack that attacks 3 creatures, can I still use it even though there's only 2 left? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do that.
It's just the
maximum
of targets it can attack. Is
okay. I'm going to use Spectral Vipers on both of them.
They will both defend against you.
Okay.
Alright. I'm ready when you are. I'm using Smash.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What's your CT bonus?
It is 2, and also this is the seed for it.
So it doesn't double the crit. It doesn't double the to hit.
I know. I'm just
so then
you know.
You and 4 block each other. Nothing will happen because you both literally hit the same number.
Yeah.
But Boar 3 will counter you and deal damage to you. And this is of its blessed seed and an ace. So it will do quadruple damage plus the 2.
Yes.
So that is 6. That is then doubled again to 12 plus 2 more for 14 points minus 3 for 11. 11 damage to you.
Okay.
Holy.
Okay.
All right. Oh. And at the end of that turn, it is now Clara's turn. You're muted, I think. No, never mind.
I know, I just unmuted it.
Okay.
I am going to use Seraphim's Blessing and heal Nora and myself for 3 EV by activating.
Very well. Nice.
So.
Okay, now it is Yoshi's turn.
All right. Yoshi's going to... He just kind of does, like, the instant transmission thing from, like, Naruto and lands behind the one that is attacking Nora.
Very well.
And he's going to... he's going to hit with double strike.
Very well. I will defend.
With double flash.
And you have my blessed seed thing as well.
Yes. So, there's my card.
King of Diamonds. Okay.
Alright. And I'm going to use that Blessed Seed that I got to make this the Blessed Seed of the attack.
Now, so remember, this is the problem, is to get the critical off, it has to be the Blessed Seed of both your Blessed Seed and the suit's Blessed Seed. So if you pick cards that that are not matched, the only way to really get critical is with an ace or with your special ability, Yoshi.
Okay. In that case, I'll hold on to that ability for now, but it's still going to do 4 damage and the extra damage of 2, so 6 damage total.
Damage. That's a normal CT. Okay.
Do you not have the Blessed Seed of that combat technique?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty. Now it is Ashton's turn.
Okay, Ashton's gonna run up to Rain real quick. I need your gun.
No!
What do you mean? This isn't a time to argue it as I try to wrestle it from her. It's gonna go off.
No!
I can't, unless she hands it to you, I can't say you've equipped that weapon.
I just need to shoot it real quick, goddammit. I just need it to fire.
Why can't you just hit it with your sword?
I need the fucking gun for this, goddammit.
Fine!
Very well. I will say...
Okay, so let's go, please.
Give it back. You're dumb.
Okay, so are you ready now?
Yes.
Okay.
I will defend.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. Ace.
Damn you.
Ace, and it is of the Blessed Seed, and it is of the card.
Alright.
So I'm using precision strike.
Okay.
Base is 4.
All right.
And then double critical?
No.
What was it?
If it's an ace quadruple. It's quadruple.
Yeah, so quadruple damage.
So quadruple, eight, so that's so 16.
What's the
plus an additional 2.
And that's what the okay, so 16.
That's the effect.
17. 18, but it is resistant to
plus,
normal CTs.
Plus 1 because of his thing.
No, that doesn't work for that.
No,
that's only for my
sword.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
16 to which one? 3 or 4? 3 has the
most
health.
Let's do 3.
Okay. Well,
so 18 in total.
Well, minus the 2 from its resistance, but
from its resistance, yes, yeah.
You shoot it and it drops dead, poofing into that same pile of goods.
I like look to it as I like hand her back the gun. I don't like that.
It was a lot easier to do in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, this is nothing like Grand Theft Auto, he says.
Alright, then after Ashton is Reuben.
Okay. Is it 4 or 3 that was left?
4.
It's 4 that was left. God damn it, why do I only do 2 damage? Yeah, I guess I'll just use my combat technique to attack it.
Very well, I will defend.
I'm using Void's Touch.
I'm using Smash. Actually, no, I'm using Rotary No, I'm going to use Smash.
Okay. 8.
Fuck.
Plus 2, so 10.
I got 9 max. All right.
Okay. So, that does 2 damage. He is at 1 HP.
He's at 1 HP.
All
right.
That's all I can do.
And after Reuben is the bad guy. So, who do I want to attack? Well, I will attack Reuben.
Okay, I have 1 more card. I guess I'll defend.
All right.
You beat me.
Yeah, I did, and that's critical. And the effect. So I will deal 6, 7, 8 points of damage to you.
Oh, shit.
All right, now it is Rain's turn.
Okay.
The same enemy you've been hitting this whole time is still alive with 1 HP. It's going down fighting.
Okay. I got what I'm doing.
Alright.
I'm gonna hit it with Precision Strike.
Okay, I'm gonna smash you. So, ready when you are.
Okay.
Is that an ace?
Ace of diamonds.
See, those ace of diamonds for precision strike.
She just headshots that bitch.
Boom! And it explodes in a pile of goods. Alrighty. Let's see here.
Does anyone else feel like we're in a video game? Because shit should not do that.
Well, the other animals didn't do that. These corrupted ones did, though.
Who said that?
I take it I can't try and tame one of these.
No. That's because they're corrupted, and that's why it's that way.
Oh, I like that.
I'm gonna go heal. I'm gonna try to go heal what's her name.
Okay.
Little girl, oh, Mira.
Yes. I may.
Yeah. Yeah, you can use...
I was trying to do it before everything started, but well, yeah. I didn't have that chance.
Yeah. Nope. You will not get that chance right before fighting. Alright.
We
yeah.
Should play the deck, right? While she heals the girl...
You put your hand back in your deck.
Oh yeah, you put your hand back in the deck. While she goes to heal the girl, can I do a look around to see this shrine that she was
looking
for?
It is nowhere in sight.
Oh, okay.
It's somewhere else.
I mean... Do you say that out loud? That's what you're looking for?
No, I was just I just started kind of looking around. I guess you just see a look on my face, so like, huh, it's not here.
Are you looking for something?
Oh, the shrine's not here. I was just looking for it.
Well, I mean, she should know. I point down at Mira, who's
she's passed out.
Yeah, she is very much unconscious right now.
I think we should let her rest. So,
I think we should get out of here.
Yes,
I put my hand down. I was gonna say shake or awake, but never mind.
We should grab maybe these things, and I point cave. To all of the stuff that dropped from the boars. We got four bone spikes, four leather, four hide, and 12 three. Meat.
Yeah, it's three each, so yeah, 12 meat.
I'm full on inventory, so...
I just ate one apple and a water, so I can take two things.
I can take two, then I'm gonna eat apple and water,
four
then.
Things.
I'll take two of the bone spikes, just because...
More bone spikes equals more bombs.
That's two healing if we take a water and whatever?
Yes.
Apple. Okay.
You have now 12 meat, so that's nice. That's three healing each meat.
I am going to eat one of my apples and drink another water.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. That'll heal me up too as well.
And I'll take, two bone spikes.
What's up, Claire?
And then
how many healing does it do if you drink a water and eat apple?
Two. Two total.
Two, okay.
I have four inventory slots, so I can grab all the leather for us.
I have two slots.
I'll grab all the leather, so I can hold on to it.
I've got all the bone spikes.
So we have four hide and
I have
meat.
Four slots left.
Let me grab, two hides.
Okay. So two hide and 12 meat.
I we have grab six some of that slots meat. I can take. I'll take
Do you want to grab a lot of the meat?
I'll take six of some.
Okay, so you take half.
We'll take six meat. So, okay, we've got two hide and six meat left.
You do see Mira's bag doesn't really have much in it.
Don't wake her up, but just, you know,
We'll just
shove some meat in her bag.
We'll just shove meat in the bag.
My grandma gave me this bag. There's a bunch of fucking meat in there.
I will say right now, Ashley.
Does anyone else want to grab the other hide?
Okay. How many hide is left? Two
hide.
Okay.
All right. So, as you guys collect your loot and... Reuben brought up a point that, the party is currently in discussions if they should turn back now that they found Mira. Currently, that is your quest, is to find Mira. But if you go back, you will have to, if you want to continue the rest of this mission to save, to help the village, you will have to head back out this way, possibly.
I say we rest here and get some information from her once she feels better.
Bad idea.
It's not a bad idea.
If there's something wrong with the shrine, that's probably affecting the village.
So, is this a consensus? Hi, kitty cat. Bye, kitty cat.
We can rest here.
There's a cat.
Resting here sounds good.
Very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to cross Kelly's keyboard.
You hunker down. You have all eaten, so you do not need to eat anymore. However, it is a long, cold night. A lot of you are not used to... Well, some of you are not used to living in the wilderness, or at least with no technology or modern comfortable items.
I'm chill.
So,
can I be using my bear as a bed?
No.
Well, I look at Yoshi. Can you hand me back one of those pelts, please?
Yoshi, already distributed those, a while ago.
The fur pelts?
Yeah.
Who's holding them, then?
I forget who it was that got them.
I have one.
Yeah.
I have two.
Oh. Ashton has the fur pelts, okay. I look to Ashton. Can I use one of those fur pelts to sleep?
You can come snuggle with me. And I toss the fucking fur pelt to you. I guess the other one would be with Mira Ren, since we're trying to make her... Right.
I just look at Ashton. We'd have to get closer first. And then I take the fur pelt and just sleep on my own.
All right.
Just going to remind everyone that child has an OnlyFans.
All right. So
too bad Mira's not awake to ask what that is.
As what's an OnlyFans?
You guys No, it's all good. You guys can talk all you want. It's just all that much better for the viewers. As you guys take a long rest, you wake up in the morning. Nothing seems to have happened during the night. The boars are obviously still gone. The meat's still good. Everything is there. But you all recover all of what was in your fatigue deck. So please put that in your vital energy deck and shuffle it.
Hey. Now we shuffle.
As you all wake up, Mira is still unconscious. Though her wounds are closed, she seems paler than she did before.
That doesn't seem okay.
Can I give her some of my water? I guess I'll use my last water bottle.
She drinks, but she seems almost in a comatose state.
Fuck.
Is there anything I can do? I don't have investigation or, medicine or anything,
Remember, all of those are kind of just squished inside the competence tests. So it would be an intelligence competence test to see if there was any kind of anything medically wrong with her by your standards of medical.
Okay.
You know what, Chuck? As you are going over her, Ashton is going to suggest, why don't you check her wound again? I'm pretty sure you already did.
Yeah, I'm going to just check her out,
Very well. That's going to be a difficult value when it comes down to checking for anything that you guys would know of from your world. It's going to be a difficult value of 10.
Okay, and do we add anything to
your intelligence score? Yep.
Okay, so I got this.
Okay.
And it's +3.
And that is of the seed, so it becomes a critical. But, okay. Nothing by your world standards, no illness comes to mind. The only thing that possibly might is some kind of poison. As you check the wound, black vein-like structures are starting to form what you could only assume is a magical circle.
Pat, you're making one of those undead creatures again, aren't you? I think she's poisoned something. I think it's something magical. I don't know what we can do to fix her. I think we need to take her back.
I think we should get to the priest back in town, even though he's a weirdo.
Are we sure he's not going to try to molest her?
Whoa! You're going to have to edit that out. YouTube does not like that word.
Diddle. I mean, I get to what you're saying, though, Rain. I mean, he is a priest. Just all the angry church people.
Go ahead, Clara.
If we do anything, I don't think she's going to make it. I don't know. So I think we need to at least get back.
Something in your heart almost like ignites for a moment. And a memory flushes through you, like almost a tutorial on a video game a kid would play. It shows you how to use your innate ability to cure a condition.
I pick what I can do.
You can only do those 2 times per long rest, and you took a long rest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, maybe I can do something. So I'm going to place my hand on her, and you'll see a golden light, you know, glowing from her hand at the wound and seeping into the wound. I try to cure the condition.
As that golden light enters the what was once a healed wound, it has to reopen it. She groans, but the light enters and purifies the poison and this curse that was causing this to slowly affect her. The wound then heals back up, and in a few moments, she opens her eyes. Where am I? You're the people that I... Are the boars here? Where'd the boars go?
They're very, very dead.
Fuck yeah! Magic, you saved her, Claire!
Thanks.
Wait. I don't feel so sick anymore. Did you do something? Are you a healer?
Yes, I guess so. You're okay. That's all that matters.
They cursed me. A standard healer shouldn't have been able to do that. You must be a very
cursed
powerful.
You.
She sits up. I guess if you're here, I don't want to bring you into it, but Jeff, thank you for taking care of the boars. I really don't want to drag you into more of this mess.
Oh, we already.
We
came
were
to sympathy find you.
Sent.
Well, I mean, at least my father had some common sense. Well, did he ask you to aid the village? Or did he forget you to do that?
Yes.
Oh, well.
No, he asked.
He asked for that.
Oh, he must have been on one of his good days. Well, there are people. I don't know who they are, but they're at the shrine. They seem to be doing some kind of ritual. It's causing this black egg-like thing to consume the mother of the land's blessing and power. I was watching and to get, you know, information, and then one of them noticed me, so I fled. They got a hold of me and pierced me with this dagger. It had this strange black liquid on it, and then I felt really ill. All the time while they were chasing me, they were chanting something. I just kept getting more and more sick. And then when they couldn't keep up with me, that's when the boars showed up.
Do you think you could recall any emblems or anything that they were carrying? Did they? I mean,
yeah,
it was cold. I didn't.
They had this badge hanging from them, and on their robes, on the interior of their robes, it was this skull with a serpent coming out of it.
Yoshi just kind of cracks his neck, and he's like, all right, good enough for me. And he gets up, and he, like, grabs a sword, and he's like, he starts heading off into the woods, and he stops, and he looks around, and he's like, way.
Well, if you are willing to help us, then I can lead you there. Thank you for healing me. I feel much better now. So, I don't have my weapon with me, so I can't really fight. I do have these, though. She opens up her bag and... Why is there a bunch of meat in my bag?
There's more stuff in it.
Sorry, we're a little short on space.
She, like, blankly looks at you. So you put 6 things of meat in my bag?
Well, that was her.
We thought you might be hungry.
I pointed in a random direction at one of the other people.
Points at one of the other guys.
I guess.
Right.
I pull a piece of leather out of, like, I pull, like, 5 pieces of leather out of my pocket. I don't really have room to hold all that stuff.
By the way, everyone, that is what she looks like. Right there, the blue one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
She just kind of shrugs and goes, I guess I can carry it for you. I can't really do much else. I have these, and she pulls out, let me locate it. All right, is this, yep, I have 2 of these healing potions. If you guys could use them.
That would be very useful, actually.
Who can carry them?
I can carry some more stuff. If you need me.
I have 1 more inventory slot.
I have 2 more inventory slots.
1 each?
Okay.
Nora can carry it. I have 2 healing potions already that I bought.
Oh, do you have... Oh, okay, well then, never mind. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've got 5 slots left.
Very well.
Or give it 1-1. That way we have them spread out.
The potions to those who take it. I'm sorry I don't have more. I did come into the woods with 4, but I had to use them. I had a little bit of a run-in with the boar, with the bear. So.
Oh, he's dead too.
What? Eyes go very wide.
Out of his pocket.
You killed Ragnar the Raging?
Killed him. Tamed him, pointing at Nora.
She's staring at Nora.
I said the same thing, too.
Utter amazement.
He's headed there now.
Yeah, Who did my father hire?
The,
I just look at the girl. Yeah, all I did was, sheath my weapon, and then I dashed through the entire body of the bear, and he was dead.
We are the Knights of the Round Table, of the Caesar, the... What did I call us? Pizza Hut?
Pizzazz Hut.
Pizzazz Hut. We are Knights of the Round Table of Pizzazz Hut.
My father had enough money to order to hire knights? Where did he get that?
We're not from around here.
Yoshi just pulls his mask up over his face and he's turning around and he's heading back into the woods in whatever direction she would have indicated.
She hasn't indicated any direction yet. If you've taken out these boars and Ragnar the Raging, I don't think you'll have an issue with these people. So, my worries have just been crushed. Thank you. Oh, I've not told you my name. Hi, I'm Mira. Let me look at this real quick. Greenfield. It's nice to meet such powerful knights.
It is nice to meet you.
Well, let's hurry. We don't want their ritual to continue, right? As she seems to be a lot more pepped now, hope has been restored to this woman. And she's vengeance will be ours!
Yes, yes!
As you begin to head towards the direction of the shrine, we're going to end there. Thanks for watching, everyone! Make sure you check out our Patreon, our merch, our Linktree, everything down in the description below. Make sure you go check out Quest Portal stuff. They're awesome. We're still learning the system, so, we're going to make a lot of mistakes, but you probably won't if you get the access to read it. So go try their demo. Bye-bye. Strangers together, yeah.